lot about it, really. I don't know what happened either, but I remember when, if you wanted to hire a man to build your house, you go talk to him, tell you what you want, what you wanted, and he'll talk to you for a few minutes. Well, it started out, he'd go back and cook it in the wagon, hook up the mule and get in the wagon, but it got to the way you could go and get in the car and go drive down the road to a little ways, and he'd take you into a house and say, well, this, I built this one. You look at it and ask a few questions and make up your mind from there. And he was proud of his work and he wanted to show it off, and that's the way he advertised. He'd take you to see what he'd already done. If you like it, that's fine. If you don't, well, go find you somebody else. But nowadays, the quicker they get the stuff covered up, the better off they are. Get that sheet paneling on there so you don't see the mistakes over.
Well, there you go. I guess that's what we were discussing the whole time. You know, if you do a good job the first time, you don't have to worry about it. And the ones that do a good job are proud of their work and don't mind showing it off.
I enjoy talking to some of these old timers that's been involved in different types of work and trades. Working with the telephone company, I got involved with people in all kinds of different trades. Cable splicers and technicians that do the RF part of it and power plant bit, and I could go on and on, but there ain't no point in that. You get the message anyway. And you listen to those people. They used to the Western Electric was the installation group, and they installed the equipment. They didn't operate it after they got it installed, but they installed it. If you had a problem with that piece of equipment, you go ask that Western installer, and he'll tell you exactly where to go look for it.
You see, installers have to know how the stuff operates to start with. And once they put it in, they got to check everything out.
The installers usually know more about it than the operators do. I have a fellow named was Bill Driver, worked at the telephone company. He transferred out and went to Atlanta, went to engineering in Atlanta. And he was sharp. He got me started on my radio license. He'd hold a class in the basement to anybody that was interested and teach radio as applied to the telephone company, help you get your license and all. And he transferred and went to Atlanta. And he was big at designing circuits. That Parish Mountain Station, it was full of automated equipment. And it was one of the first stations to go online that was completely automated and had all that alarm systems and stuff in there that you could tell what it was wrong from some place way out in Timbuktu. But Bill used to call me up on the telephone and tell me, hey, get your pencil and paper out. And he'd start telling me how to draw out a circuit that he was working on. You put such and such a resistor here, and you go from there to such and such a capacitor. You got an inductor over here that's so-and-so. And when he got through, I'd have a schematic of that circuit that he was trying to dream up. And he was read it all to me out of his head. He didn't have something to look at. And I'd breadboard it together and send it to him, and he'd test it out. And thank me for doing it, and he'd test it out. When he got through testing it, take it apart, and we'd do it again another day.
That's amazing. A man can think about a circuit in his head, explain it to somebody else, get them to draw it out, and then they put it together, and then he tests it out. That's amazing. You know, he had a world of knowledge up there, and I don't know if he put the circuits together himself, or if he just drew the schematics and things out. But that's amazing that he was able to get it across that way.
Well, he designed that alarm system on Parris Mountain from scratch. He designed the whole thing, and then put it on paper, and they installed it, and it worked for years. And but meanwhile, he left Atlanta and went to Bell Labs, and he was still designing circuits and building designing equipment up there. And I'd run into trouble on the alarm ship circuits. I'd run into something didn't know how to fix it. Oh, Bill, I got certain soldiers going on. This alarm deal is doing this, that, and the other. And he'd say, well, what did it do if you do this? And what did it do if you do that? And I'd tell him, and well, you go to transistor number so-and-so, and pull it out, replace it, and you'll be on free. And he was right.
Left, didn't he?
He certainly did. I better get off here, Gary. I'm getting carried away with old times. I'll get off here. Go get me a cup of coffee and let you go on with the net. Enjoy it. Have a good net. And the rain has already started up here. Everybody have a good one, and talk to you again later.
Tell Miss Edie we said hello. Enjoyed it, as always. I got to get up there real soon and sit down and have a cup of coffee. We can sit there and talk for hours. That sounds pretty enjoyable to me. But you take care. Have a good evening. And again, thanks for talking with us. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4GOS. Harry, this is KD2BNG, Glenn and Gray Court. Just check me in and out. Thanks.
Everybody say good evening. KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Glenn. Hope you're doing well. Next up on the rag you list is Mr. Al, KI4MLN, down there in Malden. Mr. Al, what have you been up to?
One of those days, nothing's gone right, but at least I'm still alive to fight another day. So I guess I can't worry too much about it. I took the old radio check meter. I realized I put batteries in it. I had both battery stations the same way. I thought, oh, they're in series, you dummy. So I pulled the batteries back out and fixed that. I don't know if the meter works. You can't see it. So I was going to look at that. Check. Yeah, I'm going to... next couple weeks, I'm with my neighbor, and I guess I'm going to strip down all that stuff around those racks and see what kind of parts, and I'll sit down, you know, you and Ray one night, we'll do the math, and I'll take some of those tubes that I can't seem to do much with and see if I can't make something to, I'll build a simple transmitter and find that output. I have to have someone help me with the formula, and I'll see if I can do what my older brother did in his head one night. Wayne was like that. He did a transfer one night on the back. I wish I could have written down Braille, but I told him what to do was. He sat down on a piece of paper, went to the phone, was right in his head 20 minutes later. He said, here's your schematic right here.
Very neat, Al. Well, I'm sorry that you having problems down there still. And I don't know about that Radio Shack meter. if it's got like AA batteries in it, the negative side will go to the spring. But some of them don't have a spring. Some of them's got two little old, like finger tabs. And if they've got that, normally one end has got a bump on it or points or something, you know, to help you know the difference in which one's which. But I hope you didn't hurt that meter. You probably didn't. But hopefully everything will be all right with that. But, It's amazing how folks can sit there and, if somebody asked me to draw a specific something or other, you know, like an oscillator or something of this nature, I could do that, but, to just pull something out of the air, you know, to come up with a circuit design, that is not my forte. I'll leave that up to somebody else. That way I don't have to try to rack my brain and try to figure something like that out. But it's great that there are people out there that are inclined electronically that can do that.
I'm not sure what we're going to go into this thing. I think one goes one way, one goes the other, I think, because they're in series, so I have a feeling that, you know, I'll see if the meter works. If it doesn't, we'll check to see if they're that better or not. But, Wayne was like that. My brother Wayne, he was really smart when it came to that stuff. I wish I knew half of what he did. He could take a page of... He could take, my dad lived somewhere in, I think it was, Florida or Indiana, probably. And there were 6 pages of directions. My dad read the directions way once. He said, I don't need to write that down. 6 pages of directions he remembered in his head.
You know, there's some people that, that have like a photographic memory. I guess that's probably what he had.
Pretty interesting. One time we worked on this whole stereo. I was a kid for my neighbor one time. And an old transistor couldn't get it all the way. He said, sometimes it's tricky. Let me shorten this thing the right way with the clip and see if it works temporarily. Sure enough, he shorted that transistor temporarily. And you know, that thing worked for a year with that. That same transistor, I couldn't believe it.
But stranger things have happened, Al. But that's amazing that he knew which one to short and what to do and how to do. But if you don't put them jumpers in the right spots, you're going to mess everything up.
I found we're out of sight sometimes. I never forget when I almost got lit up with a garbage disposal at one time. That little plastic box, boy, I tell you what, that gave me an education. I don't like those plastic boxes, but I thought for sure I had to do something. Boy, I didn't. I untwisted the wire, so it twisted in a knot. Boy, that thing lit me up.
I can understand that. You got to be careful with those type of things.
How you doing? I'll have, is it raining already out there? I know there are tears scratching and popping and all kinds of weird stuff.
And here about, I don't know, I'll say about 6:30, it started sprinkling and it's been getting heavier ever since.
I imagine my repeater is probably windier up there and it's probably going to get a little bit crazy later. I'll let you get back to whatever you got going on. And it's amazing. I'll strip that stuff down. I'll have to get the formula to figure out the Q or tank circuit and all that stuff. And I'll have to get the values for the caps and stuff. I probably can look it up. I would look it up. I got a good variety of parts around here.
Not having a junk box now, you got parts if you want to try to build something.
Have to do this, but I guess that's what I'm going to do. I'll see 73 and let you get back to the net. And, some jerk hacked my account for $500. So I'm sitting around trying to figure out how to get through the month. Always great when debit card accounts get hacked. I always love that.
Go ahead. I hope I get that straightened out real quick.
Oh, I'll let you get back to it, KR 473. Back to net.
All take care down there, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4 DOS.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie. This is John in Greenville, and I'm negative and negative.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Yeah, I have to come over here and surprise you every once in a while. Check in the AF4E. Daryl, Calhoun Falls, negative, negative.
Be right back to you. Now, would like to say good evening to KN4OBC, Mr. John, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And AF4E, Mr. Daryl, down there at Calhoun Falls. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daryl. Hadn't heard you in a while. Your ears are probably burning, Daryl. I was talking about you Saturday.
Well, you had a pretty good subject. I don't know what you was talking about, but you had a good subject anyway.
About that, young man. Good hearing you on the air. Tell Jeremy we said hello, and hope to get talking to you on some of your machines one of these days. I got my beams up, and I can turn the house around now, and I might be able to hit your 440 machine with the beams. I'll try it.
Okay. Let me know. There's not a lot of activity on it. I don't monitor it a whole lot like I used to. But, yeah, we got 440 and 2-meter both down there, so you got your choices. But just let me know sometime.
Well, we'll do it. And I didn't know you had a 2-meter down there. I'll have to look the frequency up, and we'll go from there. But appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Like I said, I hadn't heard you in a while. But I was talking about you Saturday to a fella, and I tried to describe you, and finally when I gave him your call, and I gave him your original call, he remembered you, so it was all good. But you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Recheck, go ahead.
Gary, let you know I'm still up, and if you want to call tonight, that's fine. But if you want to wait till tomorrow, that'll be fine as well. And, so it's up to you.
Well, I don't want to bother the kids with the telephone ringing and all that. I'll pull it up on the computer and see what I can find, and I'll give you a call tomorrow. What would be a good time?
Pretty much any time, Gary. And, well, let's say around, I don't know, probably 11, 12, somewhere around in there. But, yeah, it ain't going to bother the kids anyway. They're in their room, and I got my phone with me.
Well, you know how those children are. Sometimes you think they're laying down fast asleep, and they're up playing and just being quiet doing it.
Yeah, it's teenagers, Gary. I had to watch out for them.
Have the windows, do they?
Honestly, no. The last two are here at home now, so no, they don't. My oldest one gave me a little trouble, but she'll be all right. She, she actually turned 20 tomorrow, so I told her she's making me feel old.
Feel old? You getting old, Jamie?
I can understand that, Gary, but tell Joey we said hello, and I look forward to hearing from you. KI4DOS, KJ4UHX, back to them.
Well, just remember one thing, you won't never get as old as I, you won't never catch me in age. I'll always be older than you.
Good night.
Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Gonna about wrap it up for tonight, and I'll give this repeater my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Folks, we had a grand total of 67 check-ins tonight. Great number of check-ins. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you. Come back again tomorrow night when Mr. Matt will be calling the net. And give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.